Neverly language, yeah.
That song right there is titled Rains, and the song kind of falls in the category of songs I call the boom boom songs. It has this boom boom, if you know what I mean. 3 minutes past 10 o'clock, is about time for us to go straight to the phone lines to have a conversation with the man himself, my man Snatcher of the legendary Rooftop MCs. All right, so guys, this is about that time you also get to like pop up the volume of whatever device you are listening via. This is also the time you get to send a message to a friend. You guys do the apricot stuff from time to time, so you can already just tell the best. You know what? There's some apricot going on praiseworldradio.com, so you can plug in. Good morning to you one more time, and let's get straight to the phone lines with Snatcher. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, what the wahoo?
You say wahoo.
Good morning to you, bro.
How you guys doing?
We're great.
Morning. It's good to talk to you,
man.
This is my first time on Praise World Radio as a guest.
You know. Yeah? I mean, it's true, actually. That's strange.
Yeah. You've been putting me on.
Oh my
on
god. I can't believe this myself.
Not sure we should really talk, have you on Praise World. Oh yeah, no.
Oh man, if someone told me that, I would not have believed though. Like really, it feels like we've been talking we've had like 5 interviews in the last 7 years.
It's because I'm always jumping into your show. How's it going?
So good. I mean, first off, I need to ask, how do you maintain your voice? Because trust me, hearing your voice on the phone this morning sounds as good as it was 5 years ago. So what is the? I need to know that. Give me the Baba's address.
my brother, prayer will do for you what lemon and honey cannot.
Are you sure? There are some prayers that when you pray them, the voice gets more husky, and you come out of the prayer.
It's because people are shouting on God now. When God has not heard your voice in a long time, so you have to shout. Maybe because you think they call him Aruba Ojo. Maybe say because you have to shout to talk to old people.
So how are we supposed to do?
He's not an old man.
Say,
you can hear perfectly.
Good morning, God.
Yeah, you know. Hey, what's up, Daddy? You're right.
Oh boy, so great to have you on the show, Snatcher.
So good to be on the show.
So how is this lockdown now? How is it over there in the UK?
People, we go out, we go to shops. The only thing is, when you go to shops, you know that there's a queue. You can spend like an hour trying to get into the shop, because they have a limited amount of people that can be in the shop at the time. Yeah, and so it's becoming a lot boring. I stay by the beach, and usually this time the weather is now warm. This is time everybody wants to go to the beach.
Right.
Well, you can't. Right. You can't go to the beach. The children want to go to the theme park. There's a theme park close to us, and they want to go, but they can't. They want to go to the park to play. They can't. Mm. You know, we only go for walks and come back in. All the favorite shops are closed. Mm. So it's like a ghost town.
Wow. So, but how are you holding up, though?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm surprised that I've not pulled out my hair. Trying to entertain 4 children. Every day, come up with creative ideas not to keep them bored.
Wow.
You know, so it's and everybody has different favorite TV channels. So one wants to watch Barbie, one wants to watch Spider-Girl, one wants to watch Superhero Eye, one wants to watch Peppa Pig.
So what do we do?
You know, then you get all of them tablets. They all have their tablets. Mm. Then they're bored of it. Mm. They're tired. Or, Daddy, the battery's gone out.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So they expect you to just lay hands on it and the battery will be full immediately. Then you tell them, okay, then we do schools. I've been homeschooling them since.
Wow.
And also, then we do arts and crafts. It's
a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, so by the evening, I just broom.
I can just imagine. I can imagine. Well, well done. Well done, bros. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So that's
I have to say though that in this time I'm not alone. I mean, I'm in the sense that I have people checking up on me, people helping out, whatever way they can. And the Bible says that God puts the lonely in families.
Right.
And that scripture is even more relevant to me now because, for instance, my local assembly that I go to, they have been an amazing, I've never seen so much commitments to helping people that they've done for me. I mean, I get weekly food deliveries and all that stuff. So it's been amazing. And the pastors call me like every week just to see how I'm doing. So it's been good.
That's great, man. I'm so excited to hear that, man. So great. So great. We are going to come back to this. So we're going to circle back to this stage because when we have to talk about the single everything, there's some correlation in some way. So we're going to circle back to this. All right. But let me take a detour real quick. Yeah. The big question a lot of people might want to know, is there still Rooftop MCs? Does Rooftop MCs as a band still exist? We want to know.
Okay, well, concerning Rooftop MCs, you know, a lot of people have said, Rooftop MCs broke up and all that. But Rooftop MCs never did. We didn't break up. Rooftop MCs was gotten from Matthew 10:27, which Jesus told his boys, whatever I whisper in your ear, shout it out on the rooftop. And from the get-go, I mean, September 16 will make it 20 years. From day one, God didn't call us to be like your regular gospel group. We're not designed to create an industry for people. We're designed to hear and speak. And if you see each and every one of our albums, the first album was called Shock Therapy, which basically to bring a shock into the industry and let people wake up to things and all that. Then after that, we had the second First Impression. After that, we had the Minority Report. And the Minority Report, which is where Lagimo's album track is on, the Minority Report was basically saying that it was when the spies went to spy out the land, and 10 of them said, we're like grasshoppers. And two, the minority said, we can take this land. The album was basically supposed to say that we, as Christians, maintaining our Christian stance, can stand side by side with the best secular artists and take them. That was what Minority Report, and I can stand out and beat my chest to say, mention any circular art album from NATO C to MI to whoever that dropped an album in 2010, put them side by side in terms of beat, skills, subject matter, rhyme, flow. We flawed them all. This one is not be saying anything. Yes, I'm proud in that. but that's what we're trying to say, without even losing that essence, without trying to go inspirational or trying to go instead of Jesus in him. So but at a point in time, what we sang in Lagimo started becoming a reality in us. You know, when you are becoming more popular than the Jesus in which you are singing about, when your ministry had turned into looking good for the red carpets and going into, because we were one of the first few that were able to slide both in circular and gospel at the same time without really compromising. But it got to a point where it started getting to our heads and all that. And God said to us clearly when we're having the album launch, during the period we're having the album launch for the Back at One album, we're meant to do an album called Drunken Master, but because we're so desirous to drop another hit single track, another hit single, another hit album, we're so focused on that. And after a while, that's the way you continue the way you are, keep doing that, you'll become way bigger than you are now, known worldwide and all that. But me and you, we're not cool. And we're like, okay, so what do we do? Because it's not about fame. It's not about getting all that. So shut it down. Shut it down and take time out. And so what God did was, because when it said shut it down, and I shut it down, and we heard clearly, we had an event, we heard clearly that we were meant to move out of the country.
Okay.
And start all over again. And one of the people I talked to was one of my mentors, Pastor Chris Delvan. He's based in Jos.
Oh yeah.
And I spoke to Reverend Chris, and he said, God is sending you to the valley of affliction. I didn't know what that meant. So basically, now I know. Now I understood.
Wow.
And so basically, to answer the question plainly, I speak to Clever almost every day. We talk. When he records a song, he sends it to me, what do you think? When I record a song, I send it to him, what do you think? And we've done songs together on, for instance, Protect's album coming out. We have a track we did together. We have a track we did as Rooftop MCs featuring Protect. And But mostly, as Rooftop MCs, God hasn't said anything yet.
Right.
Concerned Rooftop MCs, and there were times when we did Agbara and La, we were trying to do like a mixtape one time.
Yes,
and
I remember.
It wasn't God. We knew that God didn't send us, but because people were saying you guys should come back, I wanted to prove that we're one of those groups that will break up.
Mm.
Even our way out of it. You know when Christian says let's use wisdom, so why don't we create Rooftop Records and then Rooftop Clan, so that we'll still be releasing Clever's single on Rooftop label, Snatcher's single on Rooftop label. We wanted to use idea. God said, no, let me deal with you guys individually. And all that, because one thing about flesh is flesh wants to be heard, wants to be seen. God's greatest enemy is not the devil, it's the flesh. And he said, my spirit will no longer struggle with flesh, with man, because man is flesh. So until that part can be dealt with, you know, before you can, you know, come back. So basically, we will still talk about, you know, we would love to have a reunion, but we've not heard anything yet, so we can't.
Wow.
But we're still very much brothers.
That's deep. That's very deep. That is deep, especially when the flesh will hear otherwise all the time. But it's really deep. But thank you so much for sharing. You know, while we were talking, because I speak with Protek a lot as well. And do you know that Protek, you and Protek sound alike?
Really?
Yes.
Copy me in everything. I actually speak to Protek a lot more than I speak to Clever. I speak to Booker like 6 times a day.
You know, I'm just like, man, if this was like, if I wanted to say, okay, you know what, let's call Protek and I call you. I mean, almost quite cool stuff, really cool stuff. Now let's quickly touch on the new generation of rappers, the new generation of hip hop, Christian hip hop artists in Nigeria and across Africa. What would you say? I mean, some might want to call it like the new wave and stuff. And for some people, they're not really rapping like that. They're singing, but you know, all these things. What would you like to comment about the community of Christian hip hop artists?
Well, first of all, I'm not loyal to hip hop.
Right.
So, you know, some people, they will carry hip hop on their head like hip hop died for them. Hip hop did not die for me. You know, but my loyalty is to Christ and His kingdom. But in answering your question, the new wave of hip hop, R&B, I mean, I just discovered, what's his name? I've known Limo Blaze sort of for a while, but I just listened to his entire album, the Afrobeats and Jesus or something.
Yeah.
That is an amazing, I can't skip a track on that album.
Wow.
I've fallen in love with Angelo, like, he's like my brother. Every track he does, I'm on it. As in, I'm just listening over and over again. Guys like, I've discovered Oborengi and the rest of them. And I was saying the other day that really, I've had discussions with Angelo about this, in the sense that really, I think this is the new waves of, this new wave of hip hop R&B artist. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Yes. The new wave of hip hop and R&B artists and Afro praised coming out of Nigeria, in my opinion, are way better in skills than the circular ones. Hold on. I know people might jump and say, hey, the difference is that the circular ones, I mean, when I listen to Limo Blaze's album, listen to Angelo's album, and I'm thinking these guys are better than the circular ones. The difference only is that, number one, there is a lot of money behind the circular artists.
Right.
that the church is not really even seeing. There's a lot of money, because I look at the creativity. It's not. It's easier to write a song about body parts than to write a song that is deep, that is no swearing, no cursing. And the truth of the matter, and the reason why Christians, and I'm not even talking about unbelievers now, the reason why Christians, the reason why it seems as if the secular songs are nicer or more enjoyable is because the eyes of the people are blinded still. So you will love a song about body parts. I'm trying to be very careful now. You like a song about body parts, that's what I'm saying, body parts, than when you, for instance, it's easier to say, sing a song and say, boom, 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 boom. It sounds sweeter than glory, glory, glory. Except your mind is renewed. So even when you play, when you, that's why Christians will rather play secular songs in their, in, at their weddings, at their parties. The truth is, if you go out and listen to these guys are way better. So yeah. I like listen to their creativity. I'm like, oh my God. But the difference between them and us, because Angelo's asked me this question, that, but you guys have been in places that we've not kicked us, is because still your mind begins to think that the secular radio stations and TV stations won't play us anyway. So they don't promote, we don't push. Yes, we don't have the finances. I mean, when I came out, I sat down at a particular radio station waiting for that first star. I sat down for 6 hours. After I eventually came out, and when I was going, and you dropping the Shock Therapy single, and I gave it to him. I was like, because I just wrote the CD, you know, those normal CD, writable CDs. I sat and I gave it to him. I was like, what's this? This is definitely ugly. I can't even play this. It's not appealing. He threw it back at me. Wow. I went back to their cyber cafe. I printed out a picture we took in Ife. I just wrote Shock Therapy by Rooftop MC on it. I went back and sat there for hours again until it came out. And I gave it to him. He went and he did not stop playing that CD from then. Then I started going to every radio station. I'll buy gifts. I'll do that. And so knocking on doors and being persistent until, because good music is good music is good music is good music.
Facts.
But the truth of the matter is the people that listen to those circular, the people that feel their shows more are Christians. So in my opinion, I think these guys, I respect them a lot. I think they are good. I think they are creative. Protech, I listen to his albums. I mean, sometimes there's a time he was meant to make a big move, which would have been a great move for his career. Looking at the outside, I said, look, guy, I prayed about this thing. My spirit says, no, you can do this on your own. Push it on your own.
Yeah.
And he did. He listened to me and he didn't sign that deal. Wow. So, but I listen to Angelo like every single day. I'm like, God, these guys are good.
that's
my take, really.
Right. Amazing. I mean, I think.
Sorry, if you don't mind, let me say one more thing.
Yes, please.
And I'm not a fan of people saying, that, you know, maybe the secular artist does this style of music and is known for this style of music. Then the Christian says, let's copy that exact style. Why? Because it is the sound of the, because they say it is the sound of the streets. Before the streets started hearing that sound, is it not the artist that told the streets to hear the sound? Exactly. So you create a sound. There was a time Pastor Tony Rappo called us together and sat us down that there's this sound he's hearing in the realm of the spirit. But he doesn't know how to articulate it. He was saying over and over, he tried to describe it to us. I go, oh, waking in my ears. Because it was one of those meetings, that breakfast meeting, and we're thinking, let's go into the food, I beg. And one day he called me and said, I heard the sound. And he played a track for me. It was a circular Afrobeat track. And that was when Afrobeat was just coming out. I was like, this is the sound I was talking about. So the thing is, God creates an idea and releases it into the realm of the spirit. Whoever is active, he says, whosoever, he didn't say whichever Christian.
Wow.
He releases it in the air, and whoever is thinking, like one guy is tired of carrying CDs up and down. And God was like, okay. And he released an idea in the air. The guy was praying that this, I can't be carrying CDs up and down like this. And God released an idea there. And whoever tapped into it, Steve Jobs tapped into it and created the iPhone, the iShuffle or whatever. The iShuffle back in the day, the MP3 player. And somebody put all those CDs into that. So God will release an idea. Someone's tired of trekking from Pacheco to Oshobo. And God released an idea in the sky, and somebody created the car, the automobile. So when there is a problem, that idea is created into the atmosphere. Whoever taps into it in the realm of the spirit will bring it out. Right. So that's basically, I'm thinking we should just be more creative, thinking and trying to be more sensitive into the spirit to see what sound is out there.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for them to do it and play catch up.
And then, right.
Saying, oh, we're trying to win. We're not saying we're trying to win back the lost. When we should have been, if we are there before those that stole, we are trying to win them from God there. It won't be a, mm-hmm. won't be doing a, mm. Sorry.
Well, very well said, man. I mean, really well said. I'm loving this, man. There's a lot to catch up on. All right, so so now let's get into your latest. Now, you released an EP sometime back. I think it's about two or 3 years now. 3 years.
Yeah,
the value of nothing. The value of nothing. And then after that came Rains, before this new single then dropped. So because we didn't have this chance when you dropped The Value of Nothing, can we just quickly touch on it for a bit? You have this gift of sending your messages in very, I wouldn't say encrypted, but you know, there's a lot of wordplay that goes in that you really need to sit down and understand so you don't so you don't miss out on it. Now, The Value of Nothing, what exactly would you say that project was about?
Okay. It was part of, you know, I was married for 8 years, and when moving here, things started happening. I mean, I had a lot of money stored up. We started a business, my wife and I, and after about a year and a half, 2 years, we lost everything. And you know, things just started going bad. Then she got sick; she couldn't work, and it was still, you know, it wasn't as serious particularly. And then we just started notice that everything that we tried to do business wise was just going down, work wise was just going down, and we got evicted twice, three times actually. Wow. So the third time, and then God was saying to me, I was like, tears are hard. What's going on? It's like the ends they quarrel, that they refuse to meet, you know. And but through it all, we still decided to pour out to people. There's a time we're staying in a room in a parlor, and we had a friend who and his family got kicked out, and we asked them to move into our living room. Wow. And all that. We're like, look, we're still going through that. We don't know how to pay our rent, but you guys come and stay here.
Wow.
And during that time, God was like, I want you to record an album. And laughed. I say, how? I'm broke, busted, disgusted, and disgusting. How am I going to do that? And you know, he said, trust me. And we just had that argument about how, look, if I don't even think I can write, I've not even been in that creative space in a long time, I'm too depressed to even think of being creative, that write what, that then how am I going to get, you know. Then I got a call from a friend of mine who's really been a support since I got into this country. His name is Dainty from the group Four Corners. If you remember, Dainty's just been like God sent to me. So he just called me up and said, "Oga, let's you need to record something now." And like, you know, I just had that conversation with God recently, thinking, "Well, I said, you know what? Let me pay for two sessions. If you can finish an album in one session, we mix it in another session." I said, I sat down and I was led to the part in the scripture where the widow whose husband was a prophet and died and left him her with debts. Mm. And she was thinking, and the prophet asked her, "What do you have?" She said, "I have nothing except a jar of oil." And it was listening to a message by Pastor Bochy that brought that to me. And she said, "I have nothing." It's because I looked at what I have. Okay, what do I have that I can trade with? My skill to write, to rap. But it has become so down and so depressed that it become nothing in my eyes.
Mm.
And God said, "Use that." So, you know, I decided, okay, with nothing, if you put value on whatever it is you have, because my wife used to say something a lot that, oh, she gives so much, she's a giver, she loves to give to people, but she never gets anything back in return, which is true in the physical. I said to her that, then where are you getting what you're giving from?
Wow.
Because the issue is you're looking at those that you gave for reciprocation. But the fact that you still have the ability to keep giving means somebody else is giving to you, and the person might just be God is just supplying your needs to be able to give. Wow. It might be little, it might be, and as it dawned on her, it also dawned on me that look, I have something. And then we went into the studio and I just reached out. So he said, borrow vessels, borrow not a few. I said, okay, so what else do I have? I have the name Rooftop MCs. I've done a lot of favors for people back in the past. Let me see if I can get that back. So I just shouted out to some producers to say, if you give me beats, I'll make noise that you made the beats. I'll tell people you did it. You know, and they're like, oh yes, please. I was shocked. So I got beats from Spaceship Boy, from Eager Boy, two boys. he produced the beat free was done by Deji, and I just got beats here and there. LGBT was done by a guy called Shabak.
Yeah, when you finally came out, yeah.
Exactly, thank you very much. I was trying not to, but I eventually came out. And
because people, LGBTs, session, let God be true. Because
let God be true. but people know, and also people know that I have a passion for Christians who are in that community.
Right.
I'm always thinking, what can we do for them? Because I have friends who are in that community, and I don't want to lose anyone due to suicide or mob mentality or anything, because Jesus loved everybody.
Yes, sir.
And all that. And I don't believe in meeting someone and trying to change them. Oh, the Bible says you should stop smoking. Just let us work on getting the Holy Spirit into your heart. Whatever he thinks that is not right, he will take out. So, and the Holy Spirit being inside someone is not by speaking in tongues, because we've been made to think that, oh, do you have the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues? The evidence is peace. The evidence is that he will take some things out. You will not be angry again. One of the greatest things, the revelation that happened to our friend Wed MC when she got saved, was that Auntie Okimbinu mi telemo. She asked peace.
That's an evidence.
And the peace. What?
I mean, that's an evidence.
And I told her, don't be looking for, she's looking for supernatural encounter. I said, no, you have, that's the encounter. So we did the album, and I put it on a site called Gumroad, because God said, look, don't put it on Spotify, don't put it on anything. I put it on Gumroad, which is a different site where people can decide what they want to pay for it.
Okay.
80% of people who bought the album paid nothing. The remaining 20% that paid, I made much more from CD sales than I've ever made in my entire 20 years musical career.
Whoa.
Someone bought a track for $200. Someone bought a track for £100. Whoa. One song. Someone bought the entire album for £500. So, and I get emails saying, so-and-so person just bought, so-and-so person just downloaded. So I send them an email back to say, oh, just got the message that you bought. Thank you very much. I send them a handwritten note. Tell them, because I do a concert every single year. Well, I've done for the past 3 years. I've been doing a concert every year, except last year and all that. I just wanted a way to know who's involved. So basically, yeah, that was a value of nothing. To say from nothing, you can get something.
Amazing. That's deep revelation right there. The value of nothing. What value do you place on it? Okay, guys, there's going to be a repeat of this broadcast at night. You guys, you want to listen back again and hear some of these things so you can meditate on it. Now, time is flying so fast. Would you believe we've spent 30 minutes already? All right, so let's go on. I'm telling you.
I talk so much.
We love it. Okay, so let's get into it, yeah? Now, we're about to delve into the brand new single, Everything. Which is still brand new. It's less than a week, I guess. So we can still call it brand new. First, before we delve into the single, we kicked off something last week, and I want to just put it out. So we dropped a scripture, a Bible verse, and then asked people to tell us what the Bible verse meant to them. So we're gonna drop another one this week. So I'm gonna just ask you one for this interview, yeah. This very popular verse, very popular.
Okay.
All things work together for good, for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good. What does that song or the, sorry, that Bible verse Bible mean verse. To you?
Okay, it means that, okay, this is what it means to me. You know, when the Bible says that the devil was cast into outer darkness, it means that the devil is in the dark. The Americans say, yo, you're in the dark. The means that the devil is in the dark to what God has planned for me. So he has no idea, but he can sense in the realm of the spirits that the activity is going on around me. So he's thinking, if I push this guy to the back, maybe it would delay him from coming into or stop him from coming into what God has planned for him. But he had no idea that in God's plan, God had planned that at a certain time, this guy will go back. So I need him to be in isolation. It will help me add this to him or take this out of him to propel him further. So, but me in the physical thinking, yeah, my friends have gone forward. Look, me, I'm behind. But it takes me understanding the fact that all things work together. For instance, if I am driving and I'm using my sat nav and the sat nav says turn right and I go left and I go left, then he begins to recalculate my route. So, okay, to take me back there. So even when I intentionally or mistakenly go the wrong way, but as long as I'm still in Christ, and in Christ being that, meaning that, not just I said the sinner's prayers, it means that I submit my will to him and acknowledge him every step of the way. So it means that irrespective of what happens, God has already planned it. It's not that God and devil are doing competition. If you get him, devil has made this move. Then let me do another move. God has no, even the things that the devil is not aware of. So he has everything in his own ways and his own plan. So no matter what, even if I'm going left, if it seems like I'm going back, so the devil is confused thinking, should I push him sideways? Should I push him forward? Should I pull him back? So when he pushes you back, if he was aware, he wouldn't have crucified the Son of Glory. So it means that every setback is not really a setback.
Yeah.
Is God saying that let me stop you for a bit, add a bit more to you and propel you, because it's not about who shall ascend, it is who shall abide.
Wow.
So every other person is microwavable fast, but God is taking his time with you because it's about who shall abide. Because a lot of people have ascended, but they did not abide. And God wants you to abide. So that when you get there, he can say, I trust him. You can tempt him with any other thing. I have trusted him well enough to give him the kingdom, basically.
Wow. That's deep. Romans 8:28. You know, the fact that, you know, oh gosh, man. Last week, you know, while talking about the resurrection, I mean Easter and everything, I shared something on the show last week and I put it on my Instagram, and then I had this conversation with a commenter on my Instagram, because I said Jesus was not killed, he laid down his life. And so the guy was trying to say, yes, that's correct, but maybe, you know, trying to make me see another way around it. And then I got to explain with a lot of Bible verses what I meant. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. It depends on the angle you're looking at it from. So basically, the killers were looking at themselves as killers. Those ones were looking at themselves like, we killed him.
But exactly.
And what you said right now just kind of buttressed that, being that he's in the dark. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Like the Bible says, if he knew, he would not even have taken that decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord.
So if he knew, he wouldn't have pulled you back.
Yeah.
If he knew, he wouldn't have taken that job from you.
Exactly.
If he knew, he wouldn't have taken your, you know, and so God knows everything. I was like, calm down. I've seen this film before. I know how it ends.
Wow. Okay, so we're about to get into the single, and I'll tell you one thing I noticed about that single that I want to ask you about, you know. Okay. But before that, nobody really can understand. No one can really tell how it feels to lose someone until the person is in that particular shoe. So, I mean, nobody can really understand. But asking you this morning, what was it like, I mean, losing your wife?
It was like losing my life. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe for days. I felt like I, I would die. Then there was this fear that came upon me. What am I going to do? Oh my God, I can't, because we have such kind of relationship where we can't do without each other. You know, when she's in the kitchen cooking, I'm there with her saying, okay, I'm blending the pepper, she's adding the spice. I'm washing the plates while she's mixing the, you know, we're always together. Now coronavirus is revealing a lot of things with a lot of couples. We spent every single day, every hour. She was working from home, I was working from home. We were together 24/7. Sometimes when I go out for events, I say, ah, let's go together. When I'm going to see her, like, ah, let's go together now. You know, we're always together. So we do everything together. We're so in sync. So her leaving left a big void. You know, it was a huge blow. And it was also when she had gotten better. We had spent years and years and years of treatment, so much money. We went private, we went public, we did all sorts. We went natural in terms of natural remedies, in terms of CBD and all those other things. But, and at the same time, I just locked myself up in the room and I started to dance. And I started to dance in the pain. It was hard, but I started to sing and dance. Two things, because I all of a sudden saw what happened, that God wanted her to come home. And the pain was gone. And I'm selfish for wanting her to remain and stay, because she was in so much pain. But, and being someone who is strong, she no one could really tell how much. It's me that I would just see when she clutches her hands and like, you're in pain, Abby. She's like, you know. But she was just, she was too strong. So it was painful. And I usually don't know how to handle grief, per se. I mean, yes, I did cry for about 2 hours. But I don't know how to. When my dad died, it was easy for me because I wasn't there. But the pain was a lot, and I didn't know what to do with it. So same thing when I didn't know what to do, and I have 4 children. They still had to go to school. I still have to make sure that they don't feel the void that their mom's not there. So still continuing our tradition of fun day Friday, movie night, taking them to the theme park every week, and sitting with their homework and things. So, and she was the one that was doing the math homework, I was doing the English. Now that she's gone, I'm like, ah, mama, so you give me my shiba, you know.
Wow. So, I mean, I can just now imagine with what you're sharing. I mean, having to pen the song Everything, was it a one-off thing, like you just sat down and you wrote it, or were these words that had been in your head for a while and then you just finally voiced it? Or
what's funny was originally I was going to do a song, I was going to do a cover of a Hillsong track, a song that I usually play when we're asleep. It's called Even When It Hurts, the worship version. I was going to do it. I'd already told the song guy to remake the beat, which he did. I was already told Louisa, learn the song. There's an artist here called Louisa, learn the lyrics. Yes. We're going to do it together. But I couldn't write. It was too difficult for me to write. It was until Word MC sent me the recording. It was like, it's a 30-minute recording of when she came to fellowship. Yes, that thing you heard is not small. I was listening to the rest and thinking, maybe I could make a devotional out of this, listening to everything she said.
Oh, wow.
So I it was a 30-minute recording, because my life was just going on and on. We watched a movie called The Shack, and that movie is too deep, about a man who lost his daughter and all that. And had an encounter with God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. So we were having a discussion over the movie. Was a 1 hour movie, but it took us 6 hours to watch it, because we were just pausing and discussing. We're having Bible study. Serious one. Because she Word came to spend the weekend with us, because she's always on the phone with me 2 hours every day. Well, I was like, why don't you, all this one that you people do 2 hours Bible study every day on your phone, why don't you tell her to come and spend the weekend with us, so you can have physical Bible, she can ask all the questions she wants, because Word MC is thirsty. She wants to know God, like, whoa. So we started talking, and then she 30 minutes recording. So I sent that recording to Protek to say, look, Protek has this new guy he's working with called Kendrick. I'm like, you guys come up with something. I want to do something. So no, they sent me a beat. I'm like, wow, this is good. And I sent them the voiceover, say, take apart this portion and put it in it. And 2 days later, I was like, guy, I was coming, I went to drop the kids in school, I was walking to the bus stop, and I called them up to say, and we usually do video calls, like, dude, where is my beats? But when I called, his eyes was red.
Wow.
He showed me Kendrick making the beats. He was crying.
Wow.
And I was thinking, no, what's up? Who died? Did you guys get robbed? Did someone beat you? He said, no, it's the song that is making them cry. I said, my friend, send me a song, daddy. So he's not an excuse to not just send. And when they sent it to me, I was still walking, and I listened to it. I just stopped and froze. And 2 hours later, I sent him a message that I've written. He said, wow. Because the lyrics were just coming, the words were coming in. But it got to a point, it was meant to be 16 bars. But it got to a point, I couldn't, my hands were just shaking as I was typing. I couldn't type anymore. I said, look, I'll end it here. That the rest is just left. You listen to the music, you'll feel what's left unsaid.
Yeah. I realized that's something about the song as well, which is what I said I observed. You know, this song has, unlike you, unlike some, you know, the snatcher, the, you know, wordplay, you know, come up with the slang creator. This song is predominantly English. I don't think there's any pigeon in that. You must have been really serious.
Yeah. And also, I got also to a point where, and I was telling this to Angela when we were talking, and I've gotten to a stage where, look, I don't need to prove to anybody that I got rhyme skills and metaphors. I've been doing this thing for 20 years. If it's to metal, I mean, so sometimes I listen to my old lyrics, I'm like, ah, well, good. Well, for me, one of my favorite MCs, Nigeria, both secular and Nigerian MC, both secular and gospel, is so clever. He's my greatest all-time lyricist and all that. But as I've got to the point where now, me too, I get lyrics, but it's got to the point where now I'm like, look, whosoever will should come. Whosoever will not should go. And that's the message I feel God has handed to me now. Is no, don't beg anybody. Look, I've said before you, life or death. Choose one. Well, yeah, I gag. You know. So, but really, for this one, I don't know. It just came that way. I just wanted to pour my heart out, and yeah.
Wow. Now the song is out, and now it's on radio. People are you know, listening to it, getting blessed by it as well. Have you left Spain? Are you still?
You know, the funny thing is, the pain part was.
Hey, by the way, guys, okay, no, some people might not understand what I just said. Yeah, okay, so there's a line in the song that where you talked about that people say you are, people ask you like, you're lean, are you on a diet? And you're like, I'm in Spain, but the S is silent. Yeah, all right, so that's what I meant by the Spain.
Yeah, because a friend of mine called me while I was writing the lyrics. She called me from America and said that, how are you? I said, oh, I'm in Spain. She's like, oh, wow, that's nice. Thank God. Oh, good. And, you know, she dropped the phone. And you know, a lot of people call just to one, Mac register. I've called you. Why are they with me? So I don't want to start saying, oh, they've called you. How are you doing? I just wanted to just... I was hoping you would say I'm fine, and then I'll cut
the phone check out, and say, okay, yeah.
You know, but those that could hear my pain without me saying anything would know. So, but then Chris Del Van came into London, and he said to one of my friends, Pastor Fred, that I need to see him. I need to see Snatcher. And I didn't even know that, but I saw that he was, I've not gone out. I've not even left the house in 2 months. And I saw that he was going to be somewhere close. I just said, you know what, I'm going. I just went there, and I was just filming him while he was singing. And after that, he was like, what are you doing today? I said, I came to see you. I said, okay. And we went and talked for 8 hours.
Wow.
He took me away to his hotel room, and we had a chat for 8 hours. And he said to me that, look, every time we try to pray, when we say we're fasting, we try to simulate a wilderness experience. That experience we're trying to simulate is what you went through. You went through isolation. You went through the valley of affliction. And because you did not lose sight of God or lose God, God has hit the reset button with you like that.
Wow.
You need no more training. You have been trained. You need no more adding. You have been added onto. God will still, you know, perfect what he's doing, but he has commissioned you, has set you right. Now move. Start moving. You need to enter nations. You need to do his will. You need to work. That he sent you here to spend his last 8 years. And then I looked at it in hindsight. How we met. We met on the 31st of December. And I asked her to marry. We started dating towards the end of January. I asked her to marry me in February. And she was like, why are you in a hurry? I'm like, because we don't know when this world will end. Then in May, by May, I'd met her parents. By October, we got married. Then we started having our children. And, you know, everything seemed like bam, 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 bam. And people were like, are you in a hurry? What's going on? And then when she was sick and when everything happened up until when she passed, I now realized that God sent me to her. Because he knew that she would leave. He would need her back at a particular point in time. And he wanted her to be ready to meet him.
Wow.
So he sent me to her. And I built her up spiritually up until her last. Sometimes I felt that it's as if the things I was saying my own too much, because I'm like one of those, look, this is Jesus. Let's not put any other thing. It's Jesus. The reward for coming to Christ is Jesus. Not the cars, not the money, not the everything. It's still Jesus. Forget everything. I'm not into 10%. I'm into 100. Hello?
I'm
into taking the 100. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you. I can hear you.
Can I go up?
Yes, sure, I'm here.
Hello?
Sure, I can hear you loud and clear.
Hello?
Yeah, Snatcher, I can hear you loud and clear. Hello? I could hear loud and clear. Couldn't you guys hear? I called here. Loud and clear. Wow. Speaking with Snatcher of Rooftop MC's very, very, very insightful conversation so far. We're talking about all some of the moments that led to the release of that particular single. It's just phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff. Phenomenal. Okay, so what I'm gonna do right now is play you the song while I try to reestablish connection with Snatcher. We're gonna talk about this real quick, and then we'll wrap it up, because I see that 11 o'clock is very fast approaching. So we're just gonna touch on that a little bit, and then we delve back into the music. I will delve back into the music. Okay. By the way, the song is available on praisewaldradio.com. It's there. It's there for you to check out. It's available for download on every possible social media store. So please go check that out, and I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic blessing to you. I think we got connection back with Snatcher. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes,
I could actually hear you.
Sorry, was that okay?
I could actually hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Oh, you could still hear me.
Yeah,
I could hear you.
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So basically, it was just now I look at it. Together, the scripture that God just planned it out. I mean, He didn't need to tell me, and the rest of her voice note. To withhold from you why? Because she said all things are working together for my good, and he deserves the right to say I'm not going to tell you why. at least not on this side of eternity, that and your spouse, your children, your brothers, your sisters, they are just channels. They're tools of communication. They're God has given you as a caretaker. They all belong to Him. So, and when we talk about heaven and how amazing heaven is, we really shouldn't be afraid when it's time for us to go to see Him, to be with Him. Because I see my relationship with God as a long distance relationship, and we've been Skyping all this while and texting all this while. But He's saying that, and I'm like, I can't wait to see you. He said, I know, me too, but I want you to do some things here for me first. When you're done, then we can be together. I'm like, okay, I can't wait. But what the devil wants to do is not stop you from going to church, not stop you from saying preaches and conferences and having itchy ears, but for you to not have that mentality that heaven is really the place. And I can't wait to get as many people as I can to that heaven, because the only thing you can take to heaven is people.
Wow.
So that helped me to cope with it. And that helped me to move on and be excited. Like, I miss her. The things that happened that I want to quickly gist her. I call her my sister. Hey, sister in the Lord. I don't have someone to gist her with. I get lonely. And I'm thinking, where's my guy? But she's not there. And that's the only thing, that's what I miss the most. But I know that where she is, if given a chance, she'd rather say no, let me remain there.
Wow. thank you. I mean, thank you for sharing all of this, not only in the song, but also sharing with us on the show this morning. It means a lot.
Thank you.
If I've been able to pick anything at all in what you've said, it also furthermore underscores her voice in that song. I know the heart of my Father. He will not allow evil for me. Yeah. So he's a good father. He's a good father. And thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. I mean, we need to do this again.
Because I
checked my WhatsApp. Yeah. I checked my WhatsApp while the interview was going on. And when you were dropping that, your Romans 8:28 breakdown, I could see some people catching the rema. So I think we should do this again.
Okay.
We should do this again.
You know me.
Yes, sir.
I'm available for you anytime. Just let us know.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the interview. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir.
And well done. You guys are doing amazing.
Thank you. Means a lot.
I pray that God expands you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And bring praise party to the UK.
You know.
And this is not, and people will say it, and when you now come, their phone will not go through.
Lie.
When you are ready, holler at me. I'm here.
Yes, boss.
If my phone doesn't go through, call me out on public.
We know how to get you. We have plenty ways to get you. It's not just one.
Okay, that's scary now.
Thank you so much. God bless you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, sir.
And you too.
Yes, sir. All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Up next is Everything by Snatcher. What a session we had with him. What a session. That was thorough. I was thoroughly blessed. I can't even explain that to you right now. But rest assured, you can hear it again, the repeat broadcast at 9 p.m. at 10 p.m. tonight, and possibly a podcast of the full interview on Praise World Radio.
She knew the heart of her father. So she knew that even though this tragedy hurts me to the bone, I know the heart of my father. He will not will evil for me. There must be a reason.
I give all my heart to you. Lord. I give all my life to you. Lord. Everything.
Where is the God that gives strength?